Hello and welcome to the latest episode of I Forgot to Tell You. I am one of your hosts, Rain, and with me is my lovely co-host, say your name, bitch.
Eva.
Eva.
Love Molly.
And and we also have a guest today.
Hello, everybody.
That is our resident guest, AJ.
Resident.
I mean,
that's not true. You replaced me for an episode.
That's true.
And it was your dad, so I didn't take it personally.
Okay, good.
He was, by the way, adorable.
Yeah. That was a really fun episode to do.
I do feel a little bad for him because I know he listens to the other episodes though, where we talk about balls on our chin and things like that. So.
Aw, shout out, Dad. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
It's mostly Eva, so don't blame me.
I was just about to say, if anybody should be ashamed here, it's me, but blissfully naive over here, everything's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In Eva world. Which, speaking of which, Rain, what are we talking about today?
We're going to take a little foray into the world of video games.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I think we can all agree that we love.
Yes.
To varying degrees. Yeah.
I'm going to start with Nintendo.
Yes. Yeah.
Then we're going to go...
Classic NES.
Shh.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
The audience can't see that I'm being shushed with a hand to the face, which is fair, because I get very excited about video games.
So, the gray and black Nintendo machine, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, when you'd have to, like, blow on the games and stuff to get it to work.
They tell you not to do it. They tell you it doesn't actually work.
But it works.
But it absolutely makes it work.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. I know.
Do you know what you could do, too, if it didn't work with the blowing trick? You could put another, I don't know if you ever tried this, you could put another cartridge on top of the cartridge so it forced it down a little lower. That worked every time.
I never tried that one.
Why doesn't anything fucking last anymore these days, by the way?
Oh, it didn't work out of the box. Like, you had to blow on those cartridges right from the beginning. That was part of its charm.
Listen, I'm just going to say, like, the Nintendo is so old at this point that the fact that it works at all, I'm just not going to jinx it.
No. You guys misunderstood. I'm saying, why do the things that we purchase today in today's market, they don't last? Our Nintendo games, you just beat the hell out of the machine and it still fucking works.
And I still do have my NES.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone tell me what that is?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Is that the gray
NES.
And
black? Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
She's like, I only know colors.
When it first came out, when it had the little robot, do you remember you weren't even alive yet.
No.
It had a little robot that you could buy with it. And the robot had, like, two games that worked with it, and it would literally, like, pick up discs and move them from one pile to the other. We couldn't afford the NES when it first came out, so, like, they discontinued the robot almost immediately. But it's still out there. You can get it.
They must have, because I didn't...
It's still out there.
Yeah.
Along with the Nintendo Power Glove you can get.
Yeah, I remember that. Never had that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, the first...
Did you have the gun?
Yes,
we did.
You had the gun.
And then we also have the running pad for the game that never fucking worked.
Did you have the four-player adapter?
No.
Because when I got that, I thought I was the shit. You want to come over? Four of us can play. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, we did not have that.
They had adapters back then?
They did.
Yes.
Because there was a... The only game I had that worked with it was a beach volleyball game.
It's like the worst one.
Well, except for, we purposely always played against the women's team because, you know, they come out onto the beach in the bikinis. So that part was fine.
Yeah.
Which was all pixelated boobies, by the way.
Pixelated boobies. And not just any, but like the 8-bit pixelated boobies. It's like plastic surgery gone terribly wrong.
Are those squares?
I don't know.
I mean, they're still jiggly, so I guess we'll just go with it.
I don't know what's wrong with those nipples, but that's not supposed to look.
That is amazing.
I love that.
I actually recently purchased some refurbished video games for my NES.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, because we had like opened up some boxes and stuff that had the old games in it, and I was missing like a bunch of games, and I'm like, I can't stand not having these games, because the ones that were missing were like my favorite ones. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm gonna go online and find them. So yeah,
that is the surprising thing. The NES is not like collector level cost. Like, you can go out and buy originals.
They were a little bit more than I had wanted to spend, but it wasn't like $100 or anything mm-hmm. like that.
Well, considering that new video games are $70 now, yes. like you can buy quite a few. But
yeah, I think the most expensive one that I bought recently was DuckTales.
Yeah,
fucking love that game. And that was $40.
Yeah, that that was a good one.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
So good.
Super Mario, the original.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And love the second one and the third one just as much, by the way. I don't think I have anything bad to say about either of them. Or any of the three.
I'm told that this is a very weird take, but the second one for me is my favorite.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't like that it was only one player.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I enjoyed the graphics and the storyline for the second one much better. Yes.
And with the second one, you got to play up to four characters, which was fun.
Yes. So, I always played Peach because she was the easiest.
Yeah, she dominated. She kicked
butt. I hated playing Luigi because it's like, you could never control his freaking legs.
Have you seen the videos about how Mario actually is a very evil person?
No.
Oh, you should watch them. Because now that... like, so the original Donkey Kong and things like that, like, I mean, he basically was capturing a gorilla and keeping him away from his family, like, and as you go through like so many of the different ones, it's like, oh, Mario was bad, dude.
So can I not play Mario anymore?
Oh, no, of course you can.
True fact, Mario is named after the maintenance guy at their building. Actually, I think he might have, like, owned the building, and they were behind on rent, and he kept coming every day to hassle them for the rent, and so they decided to name the diabolical gorilla capturer Mario.
That's hilarious.
That's how he got his name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Out of the 9,000 episodes that we've had, AJ had one fun fact for us.
Oh, wow. Okay, another hot take. If we're going to talk about Mario, we need to go all the way back to arcade, because the actual Mario Brothers game, not Super Mario's.
Yes.
The Mario's Brother game, where it was one screen and you jump.
You know, the thing that you do in the third one where, you know, you and I or whatever can play against each other. That was the original. Mm-hmm. That's what he's talking about.
And you'd lose quarter after quarter mm-hmm. on that thing.
Yeah. I did not know that until recently.
But you'd lose quarter after quarter?
No. No, but it was a different game.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw that, like, we had it, and I was like, what the hell is this? Isn't mm-hmm. it just Super Mario Brothers? And then it was explained to me that, no, in fact, they're two different things.
Yeah, it was Donkey Kong and then Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. Those were the arcade, and then NES was where Super Mario Brothers came in.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Learning new things all the time.
Any other arcade? Okay. So Pac-Man. Again, for our listening audience, again, I'm here with two children. So as I'm asking these questions, arcade game, Pac-Man,
and Frogger,
Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man,
always my favorite.
Miss Pac-Man was a good one.
Frogger.
I never was as good at that game.
I used to play Atari and the Atari Frogger. Pitfall.
I like the firefighting game.
I love the bowling one, because remember the der, 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 was like the noise that the bowling ball would make.
I do.
Yep. Pong was on there too.
Yeah,
that was really, really fun as well.
Yeah.
I played it on a black and white TV that you had to with the knobs.
Nice.
It's great.
I'm gonna jump and then we'll come back. Bowling. Have you ever tried the Wii bowling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have
you ever seen videos of people launching their remotes? It's
right into the TV? Right into the TV.
It's like the literally perfect motion to just launch that controller at like 50 miles an hour. It's great.
This is why you put the strap on.
Oh, straps are for quitters.
AJ likes to live dangerously.
If you can't control your remote, you better get that out of here.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I'm just saying, for those of us who can't control the remote and just like to whip things at things.
Fair enough.
You know.
It was the cutest thing teaching Grandpa how to play Wii bowling, by the way.
Oh, I bet it was.
Because he'd get up to the thing and he's like, it's not moving. I was like, release the button. And when he would also... No one can see the movement.
Yeah, you're going to have to describe that.
So it was just my one pointer finger and then aiming upwards in a fluid motion and then a clicky release of the button to be able to release said ball.
I had to look this up because we're talking about arcade games that stole your money.
Yes. Yes.
Did either of you play Dragon's Lair?
No.
Okay.
Give us some background,
AJ.
It was
like the first arcade game that had cutscenes.
Okay.
And it would be cutscenes of this knight fighting this dragon. But I swear to you, they spent all their time building the cutscenes and not the actual gameplay. So you lost. You lost so many quarters. That thing, you might as well just have had a straight just quarter feed. That's bad.
Did anybody play the Addams Family game on the NES?
I still have it. Yeah. You can crank that baby up.
I did not even know that was a thing.
Fester. You played as Fester.
Oh, was it the Fester's Quest or whatever?
Yeah, Fester's Quest.
Okay. I remember that. Never played it, but I remember that.
Yeah.
So, Dad had a storage unit.
Yeah.
Another story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so every time we'd go there, the offices is like was like the person who owned it. Mm-hmm. It was their home, but they had a little mini store right next to it.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, we would stop in the store, and he would let me rent video games.
Yes, I remember that.
And I used to grab the Addams Family one multiple times and try and play it. And by the way,
it was a hard game.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. No, it was not intuitive of a game, if I'm remembering correctly. And it was one of those ones where, like, you get by the first level pretty easy, and then you just died. Really, these kids these days don't understand that, like, in the olden days, it was about getting money out of you with the quarters. So, like, you were not designed to win those things.
No.
Mm-mm.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just, the music that went along with the game, I was really into that.
Mm-hmm.
Stark music.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Moody.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I don't want to steal our thunder on Nintendo, but now I'm thinking about Dark and Moody, and I'm thinking of PlayStation, and specifically Clock Tower 3.
Yes.
Do you remember this, Rain?
Ooh,
yes.
That is dark.
I printed the walkthrough. The entire 50 pages of a walkthrough. We played that game.
That game is so fucking... To this day, it is one of the scariest games I've ever played.
It gives me anxiety, and they base the people off of real serial killers.
Right.
And now we know why they love it so much.
Fair point. But it is truly scary.
It is scary. She is chased, and every time somebody bad comes back to life... The music starts.
Right. It's the music, and then the fact that it, like, literally makes her panic, and then that's how you inevitably end up dying, because, like, mm-hmm. she panics, and you can't really control it as well.
The remote vibrates. Yes.
I'm just glad you brought up PlayStation. I didn't know that you had a PlayStation 1. That's awesome.
Wasn't the first one. It was PlayStation 2.
Ah, see, fancy.
Yeah.
We have both.
No, you know, it's funny. I have a hard time pegging your childhood because, like, we could only afford the Nintendo, the NES, and then I had to wait for the Super Nintendo, but I did finally get one of them. That was so sweet. 16 bits. But then I couldn't get the 64. So, like, I never got to play the GoldenEye that everyone crazy about. And then... I got to get the PlayStation 1, and that was awesome.
Okay, were you guys with the Super Nintendo, when you got Super Mario World,
mm-hmm. with Yoshi.
Were you absolutely obsessed with opening every secret level, every freaking level?
If you didn't, I don't even want to know.
Yeah, hours playing the same levels over and over again because I had to open everything.
Which is funny because my obsession with Super Mario's was the opposite. How fast can I get all the way through the game? Because, you know, you could go into the secret warp tunnels, yep. and it's like, how fast can I get through this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did we ever time how long it took to get the secret whistles to get to level 8?
I think we ran that with the warp whistles for Super Mario Brothers 3, not the, because mm-hmm. I know that there's the pipes in the first one, but with the whistles in the third one, I think we made it through in like 20 minutes.
It's impressive.
Because you did have to play like a lot of it to get that third whistle. Mm-hmm. You had to play like through like the end of World 2. Mm-hmm. So that was what took forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the warping after that didn't really take that long.
I fucking love that game.
But I also really liked being a completionist on those two. But it is one of those few times where I would try to speed run it. But to this day, I've never tried to speed run Super Mario World. Mm-hmm. Even now, if I restart it, I'm like, I'm doing all of it. But yeah, I would do both with the older ones.
I love it.
I love the, specifically in the first Super Mario Brothers, the all gray level, which was like 6, I think it was like 6-3 was all gray.
Because again, dark and moody.
Yes, exactly. But see,
you girls have a type.
We do. But then remember, they put them on. They were like the other games on the like the lost levels, and then you all could also play the old Super Mario Brothers from the original NES. Mm-hmm. They took the gray one out of it. Like it was still the same level, but it was colored. And I was like, "What part of I'm only happy when it rains? Do you not understand, Nintendo?"
Okay. By chance, since we're talking, we haven't really moved off NES. I'm sorry. No, we're still there.
This is fine.
Yes. Have either of you played the original Techno Bowl?
No.
Oh, greatest. Just play. I know that.
Background.
It's a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before like Madden football, which by the way, that is absolutely my jam. But it was a game that was all the NFL teams, and you would play against another person. I don't even know if you could play against the computer. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
And literally every team just had 4 offenses and 4 defenses, and that was it. And you would push, like, you know, up, down, right, left to choose which one you wanted. And so you'd have to hide your controller from the other person. And there was one play for the Raiders that had Bo Jackson back when Bo was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this like long 80-yard run. And like, there's no defense on any team that could stop it. So, like, you just played the Raiders and you just threw 80 yards every time. Look, there's Bo Jackson again. And they had one little pop-up picture of him high-fiving in the end zone. And it'd just be that over and over and over again. It was amazing.
That was amazing. Awesome.
Duck Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Every time the dog laughed at me, I was like,
"Yeah."
It's the one time I wanted to shoot a dog.
Okay, you remember the old wives' tale of don't sit too close to the...
Yes.
Dude, I sat so close to the TV because I was like, my gun doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
The signal did not...
Yeah.
Compute.
I also just think that we're not very good at it, but I think it was a combination. Little column A, little column B.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was fascinating is how that game actually works.
Oh?
So, when you pull the trigger,
mm-hmm.
the entire screen flashes.
Yes.
Except for what you're supposed to be shooting. That is a little black box. And so, if you're aiming at the right spot, your laser won't bounce back because it'll hit the black box. And so, it won't bounce. If you hit anywhere else, it will bounce back and it knows it's a miss. So it actually makes the one thing you want to hit.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so if you had just like a black piece of paper, you hit every time.
You fucking kidding me?
That's how it works.
Eva's brain just blew up.
Yeah. So you brought up rentals. I'm going to take this into the RPG world. I rented the original Final Fantasy from like Blockbuster. I got in so much trouble with my dad because that's like it's like 60 hours to finish that game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I turned it back for like a week and a half.
Oh, my God.
That was the last time I was allowed to rent.
They did not mess around with fees back then either. Oh, no.
No, it was like $4 a day or something.
They're like, you just bought yourself a video game.
Keep in mind, this was the late 80s, so $4 is like, you know, you could buy a car with that, I'm sure. I don't quite know what the exchange rate was, but it feels right.
Yeah.
It feels right.
Do you remember that time that we had a sleepover with one of your friends? And we really wanted to play Silent Hill 3, but we were too afraid to do it because we didn't we didn't want things to jump out at us. So we made her friend play it.
That tracks. That seems exactly.
Also, to be fair, I'm really, really terrible at those. So, like, I love them. But in general, I like watching other people play them.
Yes.
Because then it's more like watching a freaking movie, you know? But yeah, I was like, I don't want to play it because I know there's a bunch of jump scares in it. So we're like, well, you do it.
So Detour, you know that there's that, there's the streamers that play video games on Twitch and stuff. And it's like multi-million dollar industry. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out why anyone watches someone else playing a video game. But.
You know, even though that's like how I do it, I do think that's, or at least I used to think that was kind of like an enigma. Like, most people play them themselves, you know. If I was better at them, I would play them myself, you know.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I'm all for watching, like, I'll YouTube how to beat different things all the time.
But I think that's different.
Yeah, but there's ones where you're like literally just watching the person's face as they're playing the game. And
yeah, I don't really.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. I don't watch those Switch people or whatever, but I do know that there's some.
It's Twitch. It's not Switch. But that's okay.
I've seen the girls that are super hot that do it. That's why people are watching them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now I get it.
He didn't understand that before.
Now I get it. Now
he is so guilty. Get me some
Twitch subscription.
Yep. That tracks. One of the girls I saw had bright pink hair.
Yeah.
And a shit ton of makeup on, but she looks like she's doing well for herself. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If you get an audience, work smarter, not harder. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and it is a talent, because anytime I see myself playing video games, like, I'm embarrassed for myself with, like, my mouth open and my tongue out and stuff. So if they can look good playing a video game, more power to them.
Yeah.
What do you usually wear when you're playing video games, by the way, AJ? Just
Jay as a bird. No, I'm
kidding. He wears basketball shorts and a tank top that has mustard stains all over it.
I am sorry for our listening audience that even had to visualize that. I apologize.
They don't even know what you look like.
Yeah, well.
Paul Bunyan, basically, today.
It's not a good look. So, no, I...
If Paul Bunyan and the Jolly Green Giant had a baby and was not green, AJ would poop out. That's...
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, continue.
Mm.
Segway. I just went off the cliff like the inventor did.
Oh!
I don't... Ooh.
That was dark!
You did fail to mention my giant forehead, but I don't know if you could.
You can land a plane there.
That, I mean, it is substantial.
Yeah.
No, we're video games. I don't remember where we're at.
What you wear during your sessions.
I don't have like a uni that I have to put on for the games.
You don't have a onesie?
I do have my lucky unitard.
Do you have a furry outfit that you wear?
No, but I do know that is a thing that people will have their, what are those called? The snuggies?
Like the onesies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not me, but. Do either of you have gaming outfits?
Just my pajamas.
Pajamas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feels right. Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
I like to be comfortable when I'm rescuing Princess Peach.
No bra.
Oh, absolutely. What are you kidding me?
I don't wear a bra either.
You need one.
I do.
If I'm home, chances are I don't have a bra on.
Accurate. Yeah, that tracks. Trying to think of other Nintendo games, though, as far as something that I picked up.
Well, what about PlayStation? Because we went to PlayStation. So you were fancy with the PlayStation 2.
So there was a taxi game where you had to pick up like prostitutes and stuff like that.
We're talking Grand Theft Auto?
It was not Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, it was literally called Taxi. It was called
Taxi. Because
I do picture you being a pimp in Grand Theft Auto. Like, I can see you doing that.
I was a foxy grandpa in this game.
Yeah.
No, they had one Offspring song that they kept playing, and it was the
Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah.
Girl. Why was it only one song that they kept replaying? And actually, I think there was like two, but it was like a Foo Fighters song and an Offspring song.
Yeah, because they only get, you know, like the copyright for a couple songs. Because we also had like a motocross game, and that had like the only one there was one Crossfade song, and that one, like, there was a bunch of songs that I don't remember, but I remember specifically that one would constantly play.
Yeah.
And it was like the love song Crossfade song. So I'm like, what? I am doing jumps on a motorcycle right now. And you're like, you know, I've never been to be so cold. It's like, is this the song?
The new Need for Speed on PC has like, I mean, it's supposed to be like a mixed radio, but it's just all Post Malone. And and so, like, if I am in the car and I hear a Post Malone song, like, I start hitting the gas. Like, wait, this is not the game. It's like Pavlov's dog. I can see how
that'd be like Pavlov's dog, right? Yeah. That's funny.
Posty, forever ruined for me now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There was there was a Simpsons video game on PlayStation I used to play it was supposed to be an adventure game, but again, we bought these games. They are colored differently than the other PlayStation games that I owned. So it feels like these were things created by someone like you or me, because was lacking a lot of adventure, you know what I mean? Like,
and you're like, why is Bart named Bort? Remember that episode?
Yes.
Homer is Hummer for some reason. Is this really? Wait a minute. This doesn't say Simpsons. This says Samson.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure that the labels suggest that they were like third party, like probably got them shipped here from a different country.
Gotcha. Weren't
real licensed PlayStation games. Gotcha. Which is why I made the comment about the taxi game and having only the two songs just repeat.
So many things that brought up for me. One,
what?
I'm sure you both did it with music. You remember the clubs that you would sign up for where you'd get like 8 CDs for a cent? And they had one for video games where you could get like 8 games for a penny, and then you'd pay through the nose for everything else.
And that's the thing. They forget to tell you until you've gone, oh, I can get 4 CDs for a penny. And they're like, right, but you also have to buy 3, and all 3 of them are going to cost you $40 a piece.
Yeah.
They forget that part.
Yeah. No, I got so many games on those clubs.
Yeah. Did that qualify as a coupon?
It feels like a discount, doesn't it? It's a senior rate.
It feels like a discount, but it wasn't a discount.
But the second question, since our listening audience does not know that Eva is a baller and plays basketball, former basketball player.
Yes.
I should clarify. So did either of you play sports games at all?
Not until I had like Wii Sports, like way later. Then I played the crap out of those all the time.
I had yoga. I had
yoga.
It's not really yoga. A sport.
Actually, I have a feeling the way Eva does it probably is.
No, I've done yoga with her. Yes. Aggressive. No, that's yeah.
That's about there's
winners and losers.
Yeah.
But to Rain's credit, yes. As soon as Wii came out, I played a shit ton of purchased a shit ton of sports games.
But yeah, but any of the like the NES or anything, we didn't play those. Mm-mm.
John Madden. Those games every year had to get the newest Madden. Those were great.
Did you get it with your allowance?
Yes. I was a grown man working and but
oh
yeah, because Madden didn't come out until like what, PlayStation 1?
Well yeah, and the PlayStation 2 was really where it really
caught
its stride.
That's when it got good.
Great. How does it feel to make your own money? It's nice. No more allowance.
People put it right in my G-string. It's so so convenient. So nice. Does take a lot of effort at $1 a night to save up enough for a game.
I need some quarters. Quarters. Yeah, I'm gonna take some quarters. Okay. What do you do with the quarters at a strip club? Plop them in their G-string. Plippity plop. Well,
let's be real, as I get older, there's more places you can slot some quarters in.
Just so everyone's clear, by the way, that was not me being funny, that was Bob's Burgers.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not that clever.
Fair. Okay, so giving credit where credit is due.
Absolutely. Yes. Everyone bought Watch Bob's Burgers, not sponsored by Bob's Burgers.
Though, thank you for clarifying. Bob, if you're listening, feel free to sponsor this show.
Please.
FYI, AJ has never seen Bob's Burgers.
Never.
You need to watch it.
Okay, I'm worried.
Why do you look like Dexie from Dexie's Midnight Runners? Like, it has the best one-liners in it.
I'm worried, but...
You must watch
the
it.
The only people I've ever heard mention Toad the Wet Sprocket.
I'm not sure if you're selling it or not.
Girl.
Mm.
I watched that episode the other day.
Oh, The Natural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We know. You don't.
Mm-mm.
You nope. Must.
My Nintendo 64. I'm going to segue into that.
Please do, because like I never played it.
Neither of you.
Like
the one with the udder controller.
Yes.
I mean, I have played a Nintendo 64 before. I just didn't own one.
I have not.
But no, it was an udder. It was a cow udder.
I mean, it kind of looked like it.
I didn't know it was cow titty.
I don't think it was supposed. I don't think the designer was like, you know what, I'm going to make this.
It's going to look like cow titty.
And all the boys are going to line up.
I will never look at that controller the same again.
What's that song? The boys on the farm all line up.
My milkshake brings up the boys to the yard.
Oh, Khalees.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That was what they were thinking when they made that controller.
Oh my god. All right. Well, again, thank you for ruining that for me. But, titties.
Again, shout out to your dad listening.
Hey, Dad. I know you're proud of me. Mildly. Kind of. Not really.
Mostly embarrassed.
At least we know he loves us.
Well, okay. I should say,
at least I know he loves me, even though with all of my... What? Oh, no.
Wow.
That's not what I meant. Wow. That's
really,
not...
You seem to really appreciate you, too.
We're used to that. I love you, but I'm disappointed. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that is the worst. Because
that's, like, worse than anything else. No,
that
I know.
That is
no.
The worst.
No, he does not do that with us, but... There's been those times
where he has.
I mean, oh yeah, definitely in the past, and that's always been like, oh god, that hurts my soul.
I'd rather he yell at me than tell me that.
And parents know. Mm-hmm. Parents know that I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. That is a fate worse than being screamed at. Yeah.
You sounded like Stuart from Mad TV, by the way.
Look what I can do.
Anyways, Nintendo 64. I love the Mario 64 game.
Mm. Mario or Mario Kart. Because Mario Kart was what everyone played on the 64, yeah. I thought.
I know, but as far as like a loner game, mm-hmm. the Mario 64 was where it was at.
Oh, I remember you constantly playing that.
Yeah. And again, had to get all the stars.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to the world mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Same exact thing with Donkey Kong, which came with mine, by the way, because I got the clear green version of the console.
Did you ever have GoldenEye?
Yes, and I played the shit out of that too.
Oh yeah.
Did you two play against each other?
I've literally never even picked up a controller for mm-hmm. the Nintendo 64. I remember watching her a few times.
I have GoldenEye on the PlayStation now, and it's enjoyable.
I love shooting the people through the top of the crappers.
Of course she does.
Oh, and yeah, I don't know.
Of course she does.
AJ, did you do this too with GoldenEye where you'd like run up to someone just to look at their faces because you wanted to see their faces?
No, because again, one, I didn't have the game. But two, it sounds like you were playing it very differently than I was.
Sociopathically a little bit.
They weren't the dead people.
Well, some of them were, but... She's like, I want to see what you look like before I kill you.
I just remember you always had to be odd job because no one could hit him.
No. Yeah, that's fair. I had a Yoshi story on Nintendo 64. Oh, and Banjo and Kazooie.
Yeah.
That game was so much fun.
I've never even heard of that game.
It was an adventure game with a witch.
Okay, I'm
into it. And you are a bear and a...
I thought it was like a coyote, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, coyote and... but what the hell was Kazooie?
A Kazooie.
Okay, it was like Roadrunner. So like a chicken kind of looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Cool.
But fun as shit. Mm-hmm. Adventure game with a witch. Bad witch. Like she'd be a good witch.
Yeah.
He played a banjo, which
I love it.
Banjo and Kazooie. Banjo and Tooie was the second game, by the way. There was a shaman in that one.
That's not how you pronounce that.
Shaman.
You know, girls, knock it off. All right. I know I can't speak sometimes.
Since you like death so much.
Yes.
Do you ever play the first person shooters?
Like, I've never even heard of it.
Like PUBG or...
Oh, got it. You're talking about like games Fortnite. That are shooters. No. Yeah. GoldenEye was the only one that I ever played alone, and that one did give me anxiety. I didn't like being chased by, you know, crazy people.
So I'm going to just let you know that it's an incredibly humbling experience to play those games, particularly like a Fortnite, because... If you do it on like the PlayStation or on a console, on a PC, mm-hmm. you can be talking to the people who are hunting you.
Oh, yikes on bikes.
And they're all 12-year-old children. Oh. And there is something particularly humiliating about being shot and the kid coming and dancing over you as they're talking to you about, I got you, motherfucker. It's like, go to bed.
Why are you still up?
Let the old people with the slow reflexes.
Right. This is our time.
Yeah, it's something.
That's something. Fantastic.
Shall we talk about another game that you and I used to enjoy on the PlayStation 2? Blood Rain.
Oh. Then I wonder why you like that, Rain.
I mean, it doesn't not help, but that was just a cool game. Like, it was one of the first ones that, you know, when graphics actually started looking like people, you know? So, you know, and Rain was hot. I mean, she was. And it was just a fun game. Plus, you could kill Nazis. Also, is it Return to Castle Wolfenstein? That one's a good one, too.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. I think that was a first-person shooter, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yep. That was real fun, too. Yeah, you liked that one.
Did you ever go, like, way back in the day on PC and play, like, a Doom?
Once. I do remember that.
The graphics were so terrible. Like, they were. You were not sure what you were shooting, so you just shot everything.
Yeah. I think that's why it was a one-time thing for me.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
What about PC games? Did you guys ever play the Blair Witch that came with the movie?
That was a thing?
Yeah. I got to... It was creepy, which is why I only played it a few times, because I couldn't play it when Dad was not awake. He needed to be awake.
Gotcha.
For me to play it.
Oh, okay.
Because it was creepy enough that...
Gotcha.
Anyways.
Excuse me, can you come sit in the living room while I play this really scary game? Thank you.
That's pretty much what it was, too. But yeah, after the Blair Witch came out, there was like a DVD set, and it came with a computer game. And I used to play that all the time.
Just to derail the conversation for a second, it's so funny that you say that about like playing something scary and like needing someone to be up. So I used to love Unsolved Mysteries as a kid. And
gotta get your stack in.
The thing is, because it was on at night, that proved to be a bit of a problem, because it wasn't as easy back then to just be like, well, I'm gonna TiVo it, because it didn't exist, right? So and it was very precarious with like my bedtime and all that stuff. I had to have like at least a 10-minute palate cleanser after the end of Unsolved Mysteries, or I could not sleep. But I also had to watch Unsolved Mysteries. So I just remember being like, can I watch like 10 minutes of Wings before I go to bed?
Yes.
Wings. I love Steven Weber. Thank you.
Wings.
Did you watch that show, AJ?
I do know Wings, yes.
I adore that show so much. It's
such a good show.
Tim Daly.
Tim Daly, yeah. I know.
Okay. The audience could not see that she... I don't even know how you would describe the mouth motion that Eva just did, but...
I stuck my tongue out and I licked said lips by taking one swipe of my tongue from the left side of my face... all the way over to the right, and then swallowing said tongue again.
I
do feel like you just took this show into an X-rated format, and they don't even know what they just got themselves
into. It's true.
It's Tim Daly.
Uh-huh. So
you need to watch Hot in Cleveland, because that's updated Tim Daly for, like, a season.
He's aged well.
He has.
So PC games.
Yes. I told you to derail it for a minute.
Oregon Trail. You got to go all the way back. Oregon Trail.
I have an Oregon Trail shirt.
Nice. I have an Oregon Trail board game. Believe me.
That was a thing?
It was. It's now a thing, and it's great. Everyone died of dysentery.
So, fun fact. our dryer.
Yep.
Sounds like the Oregon Trail song when it goes off. And so
Do you have a Samsung dryer, and does it make that?
Yes.
Oh, it's the most it's the most annoying thing.
Every time it does, we're like, we didn't get dysentery. Yay.
Unless Samsung would like to sponsor us, in which case we love your dryer.
I am all about the Samsung. But it's the other day, both the washer and the dryer went off at the same time, and I was like, oh god,
I'm just
dueling Oregon Trail.
I have just literally never been as excited about laundry as that dryer is. It is very happy to be alive.
It really
is. It's living its best life. So
so computer games, didn't you both want to discuss outfits on...
Oh, well, you brought up Blood Rain.
Yes.
I just always think it's funny because they've gotten better about this. They truly have gotten better as an industry. But some of those old games, it was always that a guy would put on a suit of armor and it would be like, you know, a giant tactical piece of armor. And the female character would put it on and it would always have to show her stomach. And I'm like, that is not going to protect.
No, you know? And they did that because they always forget girls like to play video games too.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it. Like, I mean... Blood Rain was dressed cool as hell. Did she necessarily need to be popping out of her corset? Not necessarily. And, like, the Tomb Raider games?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. But, yeah. They have gotten... They've toned it down a little bit, but...
They've gotten better.
Yeah.
I would just like to mention my Sims game, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
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 I built a town.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know, I thought
you didn't have Sims.
Sims is in on the Wii.
Oh.
Yeah. So everyone had like a giant head. They didn't look like real people. Those are.
Yeah, that's not Sims.
They called it Sims.
Sims is the game where you create the people and everyone tries to get them to make love and make babies. That's the game.
I had the Sims for, I think it was PlayStation 2.
See.
Maybe that's what I had on
here. Here's the thing, though. I loved creating characters. To me, everything after that was so boring. So I just, like, I had, like, as many characters as you can make, because I was like, I like making these all cute or whatever, and then I'd go to play and I'd be like, I don't understand the appeal. And maybe it's just because, like, I didn't try hard enough, but I did not get what the hype was about.
I have to stop playing games like that because, like, literally, I have to force myself to stop playing because at a certain point, I always think, I am watching this person go to the bathroom when I could be doing anything more productive.
Like, that's a fair point.
There is a Jurassic Park game where you can, like, make your own park. And make your own dinosaurs. And it's the same thing where it's like I was getting more attached to those dinosaurs than my own pets. Like, no. I gotta let Bessie go and focus on my cats that are looking hungrier every day.
So his cat just brings a dish and puts it next to him, his foot. Well, just meow.
If you could bring in more visitors, I might feed you, but
the cats did that thing like remember the Simpsons episode where they got the elephant and the dog and the cat taught themselves to say I love you? They're walking on their hind legs, we love you. The cats are over there. You're like, stop. I'm making my dinosaurs go away. And the cats are like doing little jigs, being like, we love you.
To get them to pay attention to them. It's so great. Yes.
The fun part about that Jurassic Park game is I think everyone who watches the movies is like, why do they keep making carnivores? Why not just make the plant-eating dinosaurs?
A great question.
You play that game, and I swear, within an hour, you're like, and I want the biggest raptor possible. Like, I'm going to put all the goats in there for a tease. Like, I don't know what comes over you, but...
That's amazing. I swear there was something else that you guys wanted to mention about, like, outfits. Maybe it was World of Warcraft and the names and stuff like that that you guys wanted to cover in this episode. Maybe I'm hallucinating. Mm. It's possible. Just trying to see if you guys want to mention anything else.
Well, now I need to go pick out my gaming outfit. Like, I didn't know that was a thing, so I'm going to get on that. My unitard and...
Get a furry.
I'm going to get a onesie that says Foxy Grandma on it.
Yes. Yep.
That's the one.
That's the winner that you need. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I agree. Well, do you guys have anything else before we close this one out?
I got nothing.
All right. Tune in the next couple weeks, guys. Love y'all. And fuck, I forgot to tell you.